Hello, and welcome to Room Escape Divas. This is our anniversary episode.
Well, we have role-played as honest thieves and also locked within a thousand jails. We've mastered all these locks. You won't believe all the rooms that we have won and failed. About an hour is the time allowed, some very spacious and others cramped. We'll do a bunch, just ask. There is no doubt it's a game that you'll describe as grand. So please say, what is this hobby, sir? You talk obsessively. Is there one to jug out in our town? Well, you gotta come escape with me. Ho, 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 try one and come along. It's fun, I guarantee. You can pick a theme, what do you want? Well, you gotta come escape with me. But if you find that you are nervous, or you're lost, or scared, withdraw. I do insist you shouldn't miss the chance to be engulfed in awe. When would you like to play? Your first one is my treat. I hear this room is well reviewed. Well, you've got to come escape with me. Can we go solve this? Can we go solve that? Say there is no better time had, and then you'll go, whoa, well, looky here, and then you'll go crazy bananas as you whip through every room escape you get near. So don't just sit there shoeless, let's decide on room escape, be prepared. You've got a friend who's gonna be your guide, it's quite addictive, so be aware. You'll get a powerful edge for a quick breakout, so don't worry, I get it, I know. If you're still confused what they're about, well, you gotta do is book and go. What is this hobby, sir? Try one or two or three, and you won't stop when you get locked. Well, you've gotta come escape, gotta come escape. Well, you've gotta come escape, gotta come escape. Well, you've gotta come escape with me. Come escape with me.
Hello and welcome. We're super excited because we got a bunch of things that we want to talk about in our anniversary podcast.
It's been a year.
We started in April last year.
2016.
Wow. Yeah. And now you're putting
feels
more
like years,
eye stuff
it?
In your like are your eyes really dry, Ruby?
Yes.
Yeah. I think those of us who've been trolled feel it's longer.
Yeah. It's like, has it only been a year?
I know. I've been trolled the whole time.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I'm an innocent cherub.
Oh, God.
For those of you that like to send condolences to Errol, please email roomescapedivas@gmail.com.
Ooh, because it's our anniversary, we have a lot of fun things that we've done a year later.
Yes.
We actually have our own domain. Now,
yes.
Yeah, all the domain just points to inversegenius.com, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But, well, no, I was going to ask, like,
yeah, okay.
I don't know
ask.
How domains work, actually.
So that's okay. You can ask about the domain. Do you want to know what it is?
So is it just roomescapedivas@.com? Is that
@.com. It's not @.com.
I don't know. I was like, I was going into muscle memory. I was going to say roomescapedivas@gmail.com.
Oh, that's true. You're the only one that does that for us, so I don't blame you. You're right. It's roomescapedivas.com.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh, fun.
We could probably have questions@roomescapedivas.com.
I think our regular email is just fine.
Roomescapedivas@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it could be there. It'd be kind of cool.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then we're also getting business cards.
Woo!
Yeah. I haven't told these people any of this.
No,
so.
No, it's all kind of new information.
It's a very simple business card. We're not going all out. And
T-shirt.
And then, yes.
Yay!
She wants to be called by her real name. That's
Janet.
Awesome. Janet. Made us t-shirts. So
you're
she designed.
Say sumai,
I was
going to
say, of course I was.
She's not a food.
Friends, not food.
Yes. Friends. Sorry.
You know, that's a quote from Finding Nemo.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Janet.
Her name is
Janet Andrew. When you have
Janet
to use people's
made us
real
shirts,
names.
And you can also even find them because
She has a website now. Which we will post.
We will post in the description.
Yeah. It's not quite ready yet, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. And so if you're coming to Trans World, you'll be able to see us in our shirts.
With our business cards. And our domain.
I'm only going to print out 10 business cards.
So choose your friends wisely.
I don't plan on handing them out, really. They're just for me.
What's
Ruby? Are you looking at cat pics now?
No, I was looking up for Janet's webpage.
Oh, good. Yay. She's giving me a glare of death.
We're off to a good start.
No, we're off to a great start. So speaking of Trans World.
Yeah. Is that me then?
Like you wanted to say something.
Okay. Well, yeah. So we're going to be at Trans World. Well, actually, yeah. Next Monday. Oh my gosh, May 1st.
Well, if you listen to this, it'll be in 3 days.
It might be. Yeah, it's true. So we're going on May 1st, and that's super soon. So we're really excited. It's going to be fun.
And we haven't booked any rooms yet.
No, we haven't.
I thought we did.
Well, I know what rooms we're booking. It's just a matter of booking it.
Of scheduling it?
Do you think they'll be booked already?
Probably.
Owners, please let us into your rooms.
I also noticed that we have a Trans World Conference channel in our Slack, and people in there are booking things everybody's in there saying, who's available for this time? Oh, are you available on this time?
Yeah.
And they're all having a grand old time trying to find who's available.
So maybe you should do that tonight.
But I do think they're mostly worried about the whole, the tour itself, because there is the Escape Games Canada tour, there's the other tours all around Niagara, different things like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we're really only going for the Monday. Oh yeah, our seminar is on Monday morning
at 11 a.m.
And it's a freebie, and it's free, and it doesn't, and there's no, there, you don't even have to wake up early. You know what I want to do? But we have to figure out what to give out as prizes. I want to do Diva Bingo.
I thought we should have done stickers.
Yeah, we can do stickers. We'd have to get stickers printed out.
I have a guy.
Okay.
She's a sticker dealer.
Do you think we can get them printed out in a week?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get some stickers.
He says 2 to 5 business days usually.
Oh, even better. Okay, I'll get some. Mike, what are you looking at, Ruby?
I don't know. I'm surprised about this. She has a guy?
I make stickers at work. We do stickers at work, and I just finished our work order.
Ruby has lots of guys, Mike.
Oh, why are we finding this out now?
Sigh.
Such a very special diva episode.
So we could have a diva bingo, because we always say the same things over and over again.
Yeah.
And always do the same, when someone hits Errol, that could be a mark. You know, we could even split it up. Amanda hits Errol, Ruby hits Errol, Mike gets upset.
Or teabags it. Oh, wait.
That was only one. No! Mike!
Yeah.
Mike!
Hi.
It doesn't mean what you think it means.
Not that. Oh.
And then we can hand out the bingo cards, and then if anybody has a bingo, we can give them a sticker. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, that's the grand plan. Whether it comes to fruition, we'll see.
We'll try.
I'll get it to Ruby tonight, and then we can get it printed out. Awesome. Cool. Anyway, speaking of which, Amanda has a list for us.
Now I have to think of it.
You have a list.
Well,
it's a list. It's the Tinder list.
No, it's not. Oh my God, there's something on the bingo card. Errol mentioned.
When we bring up Tinder.
Or just dating life in general.
Ruby's dating life.
What?
Oh no.
He's across the table. I can't hit him.
It's been a while since we've had a non-interview podcast, and Errol really behaves during the interview, so that's just
true.
He
can't troll the guest.
He can't troll the guest entirely.
I'm super behaving mad.
Gates are open.
Yeah.
So we've gotten used to that, and it's just Mike's dating life, Rue's dating life, Man Pan's dating life.
So your list, Amanda.
Oh yeah, sorry. So yeah, in editing this podcast, there's been certain topics that have come up. so many times when I'm editing, and I get tired of hearing about them, so I've made a list of things
that we
can't talk about.
So we assume you get tired
hearing
about them?
So one of them is the number of times we mention Scrap, and it's like,
Scrap.
Yeah, so we get it. We don't like Scrap. Let's just lay that to rest maybe now.
We don't like them.
Look at all the advertising they're getting. Or they should sponsor us.
And then conversely, the fact that the Red Room is the one good Scrap room that you like. Okay, we know that now. Yeah. Okay, we don't need to bring that up anymore.
Look at all this. Look at all this.
I still haven't done some Red Room.
I know, me neither.
Oh, well, we can't bring it up anymore.
Why
don't we do it? It would be a new experience.
Okay, then you can talk about it.
You can talk about it.
You can have a whole episode on it. But then there's the fact that we're bad at searching. We've mentioned that, like, if not once per podcast, then like 3 times per podcast.
You can probably also find it on the Slack chat. Errol talks about it a lot. We're bad at searching.
You know, now he just says we're bad at escape rooms in general.
Can we talk about that still, though? How we're all bad at escape rooms?
Not like anything I will say will convince you otherwise. So,
we can talk about how bad we are at escape rooms.
I don't think we are, but that's
fine.
We get out. Sometimes with no hints.
And sometimes we break records.
Yeah. Stop it, Errol. Stop dragging our name through the mud. We're so bad at this. Oh, it's no wonder that we function as humans. Aww.
Anyway, what else is your list?
Well, you've mentioned quite a bit now. I mean, not that it's not true, but the fact that your daughters are better than you at escape rooms and stuff. And
what?
And
you don't like it when I talk about my daughters.
See, that's why I didn't want to bring it up.
So I can't be a proud father, is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why?
Yeah.
Don't you like my kids?
You knew this was going to go this way.
I know. I knew it was going to go that way.
Echo, get down here.
No. You agreed with me yesterday.
What?
When I mentioned it.
I like my kids. I think they're awesome.
No, they are.
Yeah?
It's been mentioned like 20 times now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Probably 19.
So you don't want to talk about my kids? Because I bring up my kids too much. Is that
no,
what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
You do.
I don't bring up my
kids. It's more you bring up the same point. So it's like, we already know this point.
Which
point? Which the point is like...
They're better than you.
My daughters... Oh, no. It's more when you say my daughters are more useful than I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it's like, yeah, we know. Kids are useful in escape rooms.
True.
And
they have
you
a different perspective.
You just want to bring up my kids.
Yeah, it's exactly it. I hate your stupid kids.
Oh, no.
I like children. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Errol's children aren't children. They're teenagers.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There was something else. I put out a list.
Did you write it down somewhere?
In the Slack, which has probably disappeared now forever and eternity.
Lost. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Uses of blacklight. What are good uses of blacklight? We all know this by now.
True. We do. Yeah. You know, I actually try not to bring up common words like blacklight in any of my parody songs. Because I'm getting to the point now, like, how many parody songs do we have? All on the same topic. It's getting really hard to write about an escape room again in a song form.
Yeah.
It's like, then so I try not to bring up blacklight anymore in a parody song. And, you know, clue is a really useful word because it rhymes with everything. Clue. You do blue, right?
Shoo.
So, but I keep using it. So I'm trying to, like, because rare is the word clue used in so many other songs. No, so, yeah. And it's hard. And black light rhymes with everything. So it's a really useful word. But anyway, we just practiced our song for Transworld.
Oh,
so that's really exciting.
We're going to sing live.
We're
going to
sing live, all four of us.
Mike's face looks less excited.
It's like, oh.
Maybe Mike should give us a taste of what they'll hear. He could do one of his own little K-pop songs right now.
What? K-pop? Where is this
K-pop
coming from?
You're like K-pop.
No.
Come on.
No.
Yeah, it's okay if you admit it.
No.
Errol's idea of Mike.
Anyway, so we do have a song that we're going to try to do live. Hopefully, mm-hmm. We don't know if the tech will work out, but we've been practicing. Yeah. And we wrote something up, and I got Mike and Ruby and Amanda to help me write some stuff up. So it's exciting. It'll be all four of us, so that's brand new.
Are we waiting for more lists from me?
Yes.
Oh, just always bringing up that I do the math, I guess.
What? What's wrong with having skills?
No, nothing wrong with having skills. It's just everybody knows this now. We don't have. I think part
and logic
of,
puzzles. You do the logic. Oh yeah. Puzzles.
I think part of the problem is we have interview guests, right? So they don't know this about us. So then we'll mention it. So now I just have to edit it out when we explain our backstories to them for the 100th time, right? Our backstories with escape rooms.
Do we explain our backstory?
A little bit. When we talk about our first escape room, for instance, and how, like, it was exciting.
What was your first escape room? Was it with me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wine cellar.
Did we talk about it that much?
We talk about, like, how the first escape room is always exciting and then it loses its luster. Really... But we didn't go into specifics about...
What was your first escape room, Mike?
Escape at the library.
Yep.
Oh, did we talk about that, Amanda?
Not that specifically.
Oh, okay.
But that topic in general.
Did we ever talk about how they found out about escape rooms?
I think we did.
Yeah, I think we did at some point. We all gave our histories of how we got into escape rooms and stuff.
Anyway, so our taboo list. We should print that out. So that we know.
Post it.
Or there should be just an alarm that goes off. No, it could be
like that, you know, taboo buzzer.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Just Ruby's voice coming out.
Good. You can tell me not to talk about it.
Probably have to mention some of them at the Trans World show.
Oh, for the bingo. For sure. For the bingo. I mean, I think most of the things on the taboo list can go on the bingo.
So, scrap. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got
There's
that.
Scrap. And then. Oh, yeah, there were other ones, too. It was just stories we've told a million times. Mm. So, like...
The worst room ever?
Oh, yes.
Well, we don't talk about the worst room ever that much,
not anymore.
We
had our run with it.
Yeah.
It lasted probably... we had our main episode where we, like, just tore it apart.
Yep.
And then we had, like, three episodes after that where we were still getting over it, but it was, like, sporadic mentions.
See, it's just like a bad breakup. That's why.
It is. It really was.
An abusive relationship.
Yeah.
Of 1 hour.
And then he tried to make it seem like it was our fault. Yeah. That sounds like an abusive relationship.
It's true.
Blame the victim.
It's like, you don't understand me.
If you come again.
Okay, so we're counting on you to write up that bingo card.
Okay.
Yeah, but they have to be different bingo cards because not everybody can get bingo right off the bat, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot that about bingo. So you have to randomize them.
You have to randomize it. So we need to have about, I don't know, 30 things. Actually, but then the common things we do, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's stuff that you're always going to do. Yeah. You're going to mention sitting in chairs and taking off shoes.
You're
going
to look at a guy and just kind of, like, wink at him.
Errol's going to
Nobody will win. No, we can't do that because nobody will win bingo. And then I'll feel bad, and then I'll wink at a random guy just so someone can win bingo.
Oh, no. Sure.
Yeah.
You just won't be able to hold yourself back. No, the thing is, it's not all the cards. There's only so many... You know, there's what, 25?
I know, but like if somebody misses out on bingo because there was a trolling.
But that's just how bingo works.
Yeah, but it's because, but what if it, if
it's
there's
rigged.
A, if there's never a possibility for it being like
We'll
mentioned.
Get you to wink at somebody.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to wink at somebody.
You might want to wink at somebody.
I'm going to put, Mike puts his head in his hands.
Face palming.
Oh, yeah. We should have Ruby Mentions Ice Cream as a bingo card.
We're going
thing.
Afterwards, aren't we? Yes.
Yeah, after this.
First podcast or after ice cream.
That's true. First after ice cream podcast of the
2017.
Year.
2017.
I couldn't say it.
Ruby beats the table. Give it to me!
Summer was mostly just us eating ice cream after the podcast. So it opened up again.
I went in and the guy was asking me how my winter was and what I'd been up to. And I'm like, oh no, he remembers who I am.
Yeah, oh, you want to know what's really funny? This has nothing to do with escapes. When Mike and I were in Taiwan, we went to this place where they were selling nougat. And then we didn't buy anything, and these two old ladies were really nice, and they kept like giving us samples. So on our last day, we went back to get to actually buy nougat, and they remembered us.
the people who took all the samples.
Yeah, they're like, "Hey, you two were here at the beginning of the week," and we're like, "Oh, yes." So now we have to buy something.
You were those jerks.
So you guys just got back from Taiwan. You were there for a whirlwind week. So it was just a week, so it wasn't very long.
Mm-hmm. No.
And where did you go to in Taiwan?
We stayed in Taipei Central. And then we kind of went around to the different locales and like the cities. It was actually funny. We were exploring an area called Tamsui. It's like a very far little offshore. There was a wharf there called Fisherman's Wharf. And they have a lover's bridge.
I thought you meant like warfare. You went into a war zone.
No. So when we were exploring that and looking for food, we actually found an escape room. And it was like all purple, but everything was in Chinese and the doors were closed. So we're like, is this an escape room?
And Ruby kept saying, "Hey, let's go to this." I'm like, "Nope." Nope.
Why?
And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that character means is an escape room. Because they don't actually have like the exact translation of the words escape room in Chinese.
Yeah, I remember reading the English and it was vague. Like, we've done a lot of escape rooms made by, I guess,
Asians.
And when we see weird ordering of words that aren't usually ordered, we typically avoid those now.
Yeah, but
weird ordering of words and then you avoid it, like, how do you mean?
I think he just means like when they try to translate something directly, so then it doesn't make sense because verbs and adjectives are in the wrong places.
Like, so what are escape rooms called over there? I mean, is there a direct translation?
Actual characters is like secret chambers.
Oh, yeah. Secret chambers of love.
What? Yeah. Go there.
Anyways.
I was like sitting there like, oh no, he has his like, oh, gross seducer voice on. What? Is he going there? He's going there. No.
I have a seducer voice?
Is that going on the bingo card?
That old guy's into a seducer
voice. Every
time
you start, like, something with, oh, I'm like, no, something gross is about to be said.
That's cool. Secret chambers.
Yeah.
That's a lot more fun, kind of.
I guess it's not so,
people
like,
people would probably think it's something different here.
Yeah.
Probably. But yeah.
As you clearly pointed out.
So we didn't get to go to that one because it was closed. And then by the time we found food and went back, we didn't want to hike up that hill of a mountain to try the room. So we actually went to Lost Taiwan. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Lost in Taiwan. Isn't that a movie?
No. Lost Taiwan.
I know, but is it Lost in Beijing? Aren't those movies?
Yes, there are. We watched them.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Never heard of them.
Yay, Netflix. Anyway, go ahead. Talk about Lost Taiwan.
Yeah, so Lost Taiwan was recommended to us by some enthusiasts in the Slack chat. Actually, I was asking around before we went, where could we do escape rooms in Taiwan? And Lost Taiwan was the only one that people said that you could go in and play a game completely in English. So we went there not expecting much, to be fair.
Is it a franchise?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So we played the one in Toronto called Lost Canada. And it's actually one of the higher priced ones here.
And they have a location in Hong Kong. I think that may have been where it started.
Called Lost Hong Kong?
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So we went to Lost Taiwan, and we booked one of the rooms that had the highest reviews in English from TripAdvisor, and they recommended the room called Exodus.
Yeah, and it was pretty, I guess it was a solid experience for was. I don't know how to explain that.
But what it was? What was the set design like?
So it was kind of
Egypt?
A no. Sort of like Egyptian, ancient Egypt
yeah.
with
ancient
some
civilization of some sort?
Yeah.
And then you mix
ancient
in your
civilization of some
you
sorts.
Mix in your trademark Asian tech that doesn't
has
fit
lasers.
The theme, oh, okay. But
okay,
yeah.
So for the standard like yeah, weird tech in an ancient theme, then it was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, things worked. The puzzles are pretty straightforward. Didn't need a lot of language, so we
things were logical, I guess.
Yeah.
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 So it was actually language-free. Or did they have English?
They did need to explain certain things for us to figure it out. So they did have sheets of paper, they were laminated, that had English and Chinese on it.
Yeah, oh. Right. Of course, the English wasn't perfect, but it got the point across.
Yeah.
Cool. So was that the only room you played, or you said now, you did
it,
three?
Was it a 60-minute, a 45-minute room?
60-minute, and the price was actually pretty reasonable. I was told that it was actually one of the higher priced in Taiwan, but for the price range, it actually is about mid-range for Toronto's case.
So what's the money used there? Is
it Taiwan dollar.
Taiwan dollar.
So right now it's about 20 to 1.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so the room cost
500 something?
Yeah, 500 per person.
And that was a weekday. So they have a weekend price and a weekday price.
Oh, okay.
And of the ones that I found that had English names, because I don't know how to Google Chinese names, they actually were the most expensive one of all the ones I found.
Okay. So yeah, because 500 works out to about $25 yeah. Canadian, right?
Yeah. Right.
So, which is the same one, or in around the same price around here.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yep.
So you only did the one room, though.
Yeah. It's just because we chose to eat a lot instead.
No, I mean,
the pictures you sent looked, I was really jealous.
Yeah, if you want to see all the pictures or most of the pictures, it's on the secret Slack chat.
Oh, no, they're probably all gone by now.
Oh yeah, true. They are.
Are they?
They are gone, yeah.
Okay, forget it. You can just ask Ruby at roomescapedivas@gmail.com.
You could also post them on our
Room Facebook?
Escape Facebook page.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Just food from Ruby. Her new food blog.
We did.
Site.
We did post our pictures for Escape Taiwan on our page.
Yes.
Yeah. Man Pants is still looking.
Yeah. What are you looking for, Man Pants?
I really want to see my list, but I don't think. No, it's just I got a lot of slack on it.
I think the last date was April 16th.
Okay. Never mind then.
I went back as far as I could.
Anyway, so that's cool. At least they had... Is there a lot of English tourists there? Is that why they have rooms in English?
No, there weren't any English tourists that we bumped into, or rarely. Generally, they were either Korean or
Korean
Japanese.
Korean tourists.
Yeah, so we didn't bump into any English-speaking tourists at all. Even some of the Caucasian people we bumped into did not speak English. They spoke, like, German or something. That didn't help. But in terms of escape rooms, I think someone told us afterwards that there's about 30 escape facilities in all of Taiwan.
Oh, wow.
And so I guess most of them would have more than one room, but
30 in Taipei.
Oh, in Taipei. Sorry. Yeah. So yeah. So that's only the main city. And of those, not many have English. So yeah, so we wouldn't have been able to play.
No.
We would have failed.
When's your next trip then?
Don't know.
We should go to Calgary.
I thought we're going to Burlington.
Oh yeah, we are. We are going to.
With Scott.
Yeah, they're all booked.
Awesome. That's when is that again? May 21st.
Yeah,
if you would like to stalk us, we're going to be in Burlington on May 21st.
What if they all start coming now, Amanda? Nice going. Letting
just
the cat
wink
out of
at
the
them,
bag.
According to you. We would have done brunch at Spencer's on the waterfront, but no.
No.
No time.
Yeah, how many rooms did you book?
I think four or five that day.
I guess we're not working on any train escape during that weekend.
No.
Speaking of which, we're going to be really busy in May and April.
April's almost ending.
Yeah.
April ends next week.
Yeah, I know. We're going to be really busy.
Yep.
Yeah.
We sure are. Do you want to say why?
Because on June 10th, as you guys know, we are doing our train event.
It's called Terminus, but it has nothing to do with Walking Dead.
No, it has nothing to do with Walking Dead. And I even saw someone say, oh, the creepy looking poster. It's like, it's not supposed to be creepy. There's no scary things that happen
nothing
in
at
our
all.
Escape
yeah.
room.
No zombies. No scary living dead. Nothing of
no,
that sort.
No, no. And but we can't reveal much more of the plot apart from that.
And so the first It's on starts June 10th, and it's already sold out.
Yeah,
there are 144 people on this train, and it's and that's sold out. It's so for any owners that are listening, if you want to sell something and you don't want to spend any money on marketing for it, just do a train event.
Yeah.
Because that thing was very popular, and a lot of people just signed up.
I guess it's one of its kind.
Yeah, it is. It is going to be the first of its kind in North America.
Yeah.
It's going to be on a moving train. It's going to go for 3 hours.
And there's going to be dinner.
And there will be dinner.
You get a full-up meal. And it actually travels, so it's not just like short distance.
And I am kind of worried for people that have, because I'm one of those people.
Train sick.
Who get motion sickness.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you
gonna,
are, take some travel.
Because there's going to be reading, right? And there's going to be moving and eating and
there's gonna be a lot of reading.
I think so. I think there is gonna be a
there's gonna be some reading, right?
Because we don't want people to hurry through the dinner.
Yeah.
No.
So we want people to enjoy their dinner and then they can
because the dinner is accounted for. Yeah. Like as part of the timing.
As part of the time. So we don't want people to, like, oh, okay, let's go, let's go. No. So we're going to give
like, let's not eat dinner.
Just in case you're there with people you don't want to be. Well, I'm hoping it, for all of our other events. It was funny because I always worry about having a team of six because people have a hard time trying to find six people to go to an escape room. So it was great that this is going to be a team of four. Four at a table. They're going to all work together. And then I saw someone post on... So we're doing this in conjunction, in partnership with Panic Factory, as well as the York-Durham Heritage Railway. So all of us together are working on it. And I saw someone post on Panic Factory's website, wait, what if we want to be a team of six? And I'm going, oh.
For crap's sake! Nobody will ever be completely happy.
They just need to find two more, and then they can have two teams. Yeah.
Yes. No, this is true.
Yeah. But, I mean, people will be... Okay, sorry, but you don't.
Well, I'm really close, like this.
Okay. But we will be, you know, like people who don't have a team of four will be like just sort of paired up with other people who don't have teams of four. So it's not like if you have a single, if all your friends are like, you're such a freak for wanting to go to this thing, then you could still buy a ticket and get joined up with random people.
Yeah, or like a couple that doesn't have two others to go with you will definitely be able to find you a full team.
Date night. We could have done one of those like, speed dating things. We could have had a single
table. And then one of them ends up being a murderer. I don't know. I think that'd be fun. Could do a traitor element.
The cool thing is that you can sign up. You sign up on the website and it will just like an airplane. It shows you which seat you're going to be at. So you can see if other people are already there.
Yep.
So we didn't have to worry, which was great. We didn't have to worry about teaming people up. Mm-hmm. Which is cool because it's already done automatically by that booking system.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, it's great. We don't have to take care of the marketing or admin stuff.
Well, marketing, I guess it took care of itself
a little bit.
Yeah, I don't even know if they're supposed to market. I don't know what they're going to do.
I know there's a budget for it. So.
Oh, really?
Budget can come to us.
What are they going to spend it on now?
We can spend it on the escape room.
I don't know. That's not how it works.
There is still the two other dates, so maybe they're going to look to try to fill up the two other dates.
Yeah.
Or the three other dates if they decide to open up a fourth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a big thing.
So we're super excited because this will be our first escape train event ever.
Oh.
Choo-choo.
Mike and Ruby brought something from Taiwan that I want to use as a puzzle somehow, so that's exciting. But I can't really say what it is, can I? So I shouldn't have said that at all.
You just said they brought me something.
Oh, I know what they brought me. They brought me Totoro Lego.
They did. They brought that too.
It's a 3D Lego that creates a Totoro holding an umbrella.
I should make it now. Look, there's 1,800 pieces.
Oh, jeez.
You can post it on Facebook.
I can't. Oh, when I finish it, I can post it on Facebook. It was funny because they put this thing that they wanted to give me, the puzzle thing, on top of it. And I saw it, and I thought to myself, oh, that's exactly what I was talking about. That's really cool. And I picked it up. I was looking at the package. I sat down. And Ruby's thinking to herself, wow, he's not even excited about the Totoro Lego right underneath it. And so she was thinking, I guess he doesn't like Totoro. And then, but I'm not very good.
No, but then your daughter pointed it out.
Yeah, my daughter pointed it out. I wasn't listening, my daughter. Who listens to her? Just like Manda, nobody likes her, right?
What? So,
she doesn't want to bring
please
children.
Don't make this, don't, please don't make this a thing.
Manda hates
I
children.
I regret bringing it up.
No.
We have it on recording.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Anyway,
she does
and
editing.
And then I sat down and I saw it. I was like, oh, it's daughter. Oh, I was excited. So I have it here.
I got an ocarina.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing I got.
Ocarina is a little bit like okra, but not a vegetable.
it's a handmade flute.
It's a wind instrument.
Yes.
I will learn
And then,
to play.
Of course, Mike was wondering, well, they know what that is. You know,
or what the reference is.
Yeah, well, I know it's the fact that, you know, Manda, myself, and Echo are kind of huge Zelda fans. So
yeah.
We immediately knew what it
So when I got a blue
was.
Ocarina, I was like, what?
Very pretty.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to play it, and the instructions are in Chinese, so I'm going to be YouTubing some videos.
Anyway, so that's a brief over... It's not brief at all. That was like 20 minutes of us talking about what's coming up, what we're planning on doing.
Yeah. Can we talk about next week yet?
Transworld?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where were you 30 minutes ago?
You sound just like me, Ruby.
Sorry.
That was with the whole list and the bingo. Why we're doing bingo, right?
That's why we're talking about your guy.
Stickers!
Of course, she remembers him.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh dear.
Oh, no. I just thought, is there a chance that I can
sneak that in?
Sneak it in? What you doing, Mike?
I think Mike's looking to see if this is over. Almost over.
No, I'm trying to look at your notes.
Oh, you're looking at my notes.
Yeah, but I can't read.
Show notes.
Show notes.
Yeah, we actually made show notes.
It was me just writing like 7 words in a notepad. That's barely show notes.
But that's as organized as we get.
Now, we did ask for this in the last podcast, so if you have any questions, and I'm going to link to this in the description, we have a Google sheet of people. People have already thrown some questions in there, because in Transworld, we do plan on talking about escape rooms. Mm-hmm. We might actually talk a little bit about design as players as well, and designing large-scale events. And we're also going to answer questions. And play bingo and sing songs.
No, man. We are the camp portion of the conference.
That's why it's free.
And then afterwards, we'll probably hang a little bit out in the showroom, go see everybody that has a table. We don't have a table. We don't really need to have a table since we're not selling anything.
No.
Except for stickers.
No, we're not selling those. We're giving those
we're giving
away.
Giving those away.
Yeah.
So. Woohoo!
Well, only if they get a bingo.
Only bingo! If
they get a bingo. And then maybe afterwards, because we have too many of them.
Start sticking them everywhere.
Should get a Diva approved sticker.
Oh.
It's like a stamp.
Diva approved.
Oh, okay.
We can get them die cut.
Well, like Room Escape artists, they have the Golden Lock sticker.
Oh.
What? I've never seen this sticker.
It's on a mutiny at the hour.
Yeah, they had it on the room, like at near the door.
On the door.
A gold sticker?
Yeah,
it's like gold foil?
No, it's it is their Golden Lock Award. So they give out those awards, and then I guess they give stickers with it. Yep. Or maybe Mutiny in the Hour, or maybe they just kind of printed it out and stuck it up. I don't know.
They mail the stickers out to other people. I know that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that was exciting.
Is that sarcasm?
Yeah.
What? Why isn't... What, you don't think that anything they do is exciting?
Oh, God. They're speaking in... What is it? Netherlands.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be after
Transworld.
Oh, that
is exciting.
Yeah.
So after they do Transworld, so they're doing Transworld, then they're going over to Up the Game.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually did 2 interviews. We did an interview with Transworld, and we did an interview with Up the Game.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
All sorts of exciting things that's happening in the escape room world.
Yeah.
May's a busy month.
It's blowing up.
But they probably won't have singers at Up the Game.
You know what? Probably they will have singers out there.
You never know. You never know who's going to sing.
Scott!
Oh, yeah,
Scott will do it. He loves Disney songs and stuff.
With glitter bombs. With glitter
bombs.
Yeah.
Okay, man pants. It's up for the reminiscing parts.
Reminiscing
parts. Because it's been a year.
It has been a year.
I know, and it'll be really sad if our anniversary podcast is 30 minutes long, because it's just like, yay, our celebration's over.
It'll make it easier for me to edit.
Yeah, then we'll just go and get ice cream, you'll drink, it's going to be awesome. That will have to be on the bingo when you take alcohol sips. Wait, you probably can't drink.
Especially at 11 a.m.? Good gravy.
You can start serving alcohol at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then, there you go. Bring me a mimosa, and I will give you a sticker.
Yummy! Bingo. A real fruit mimosa. Woo!
I am sad because we have, like, with our events, we do have that continuing storyline. Not a storyline, but the crossover of your drunken actor.
Yeah,
character.
Yeah. So in my head, whenever we have a large scale event, the character that I play is usually just either a descendant or a relative of the very first character I played, Lila, who was this drunken, flirty woman in the 20s. So I had a lot of fun playing her. So when we found out we were doing the train event, I was like, oh, I just want to bring her back now. I just want her to be in all of our events.
True. You could still be drunk. That'd be really funny. You could be going to work drunk. You could be one of the tour guide operators and you're drunk.
Drunk tour guide? I will do that. People might not like me for it, but you know. Can you give us a clue? Can you give me a clue?
What's a clue?
And then you can like happily, you know, flirt again, because that's what you did in the first one. That was hilarious.
She was mean in the second one.
I was very mean.
Yeah.
I have a question for Errol.
Oh, for me?
Question.
Oh, are we interviewing me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you regret deciding to do a parody at the beginning of every episode? Now that we're a year later and you're still going strong.
As I said, it's hard. It's easy. It's relatively easy coming up with a song that, because there's still other ones I could, but just it's the same topic, as I said, every single time. So maybe I could try and sing about something else other than escape rooms.
But then it wouldn't be related to
I know.
And then you're just going to make up a song called like My Butt or something like that.
I mean, if I could, I could try and write original songs, but then it's still about escape rooms.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could write a song about different rooms we've done. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, and then people try and guess which ones we're talking about.
Oh, boy.
Now there's a bingo card for you.
There's me getting in trouble with all sorts of people.
Yep.
Yeah.
It could be good things,
but this would also be spoilery things.
Yeah, see, we can't have any spoilers. I mean, I could do a walkthrough of rooms in song form. I have sung a song. I haven't talked about this. I do have a song that walks through the text game Zork, and it's a long song because there's a lot of things to do in Zork, and then I sing as quick as I can how to solve it, and it's because it's text game, so you can just light the lamp down southeast, get the ping, north up, and that's usually what I say. And that's all it is I'm just rhyming out how to.
I had half of it memorized at one point.
Yeah, it was hard.
It was insane.
At first, I had wanted to do a walkthrough of a Monkey Island game, but that was harder to do because
there's more detailed instructions, I
guess. I would have to say you have to click such and such, and if I couldn't explain what it was. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It was harder to do.
So, regret? No regret?
Oh, well, I guess so, because we got to keep doing it. Maybe we should stop for 1 year.
That's the thing, you set a precedent.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe nobody ever notices it and it's gone.
Well, I don't know.
Actually, a question that keeps coming up, are we going to release all of them together?
Oh, yeah.
Well, part of that is we only recorded sometimes snippets of songs as opposed to the full song. We're doing the full song more often now, but the first ones at least, it was like the first verse and the chorus.
Yeah.
And some of those I'm not really proud of because I did it like, actually, majority of them I've done in like half an hour, an hour. And some of the songs I couldn't sing very well, and I'm aware, but I didn't care. And I just threw it out there for everyone to listen with their hair.
What? Are you just calling Shannon right now? He's just trying to make up a song now.
Yeah, and so, and so I'm trying to think. I don't want that to be out there because it sucks. And yeah. And some of them I am quite happy with. And yeah. Other ones, yeah, I think are horrible. So maybe what I can do is I can get the songs. But then it would also require me actually re-singing them. Because sometimes I did it really quickly in with Audacity and things are not lining up well. Or you can hear birds chirping in the background.
That's true. Because there's a bird.
But I do at least try to do it on a good mic, or at least a relatively good mic, so it doesn't sound like it's coming through the computer. Because I usually find because our recordings, you know, they don't sound amazing. We don't have pop filters up or anything, and sometimes we're not close enough to the mic. But if it still sounds better than mics through the computer. And so if the song sounds worse than our recording, that I want to stay away from that.
All right. That was my question.
Yes.
I think it's cool. I don't think I'd have anticipated meeting the number of people that we have now through the interviews in this podcast. Like, there's a lot. There's a lot of people that have been on it now that were, I'm like, wow, you're like halfway across the world. I would not have known you otherwise.
What was your favorite interview?
Favorite interview.
I think this should be something that everybody should answer.
But Mike, I like and I them all. Been all of them.
No, your turn, man, pants.
I like them all too, Mike.
No. You can't do that. Sorry.
He can't do that either.
No, he already said it. So you can't copy him.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Yes, that's against the rules. So
what
it's your turn.
That you're making up right at this moment.
It's against the rules. Haven't you ever been on a playground? There are rules. What was that? So go ahead.
My favorite interview moment was Lizette when she said, "Are you sure you guys want to interview me?"
She was cute. Aww.
I really liked going to Scott Nicholson's Game Lab, actually. That was a lot of fun.
That was good.
And yeah, it was just looking at all the pretty things and talking about story and immersion. So that's my happy place. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike, do you want to give a real answer?
He wasn't even here for half of them.
Yeah.
See, yeah, that's right. I'm excited when Mike and Ruby are here. Da, 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 da.
Da, da, da.
They're here. They're not in Taiwan or doing their hair or whatever.
What's with hair today?
I'm usually in school.
Or sick.
Or
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, you've been sick. Have I been sick?
Well, I've been sick too.
Sick. They're always sick. Taking care
of dogs. But
they're
here now.
Yes.
They're here.
So you could sing
songs. And there's
songs.
Rare episodes that Errol's not here, and then we do it.
Yeah.
I think that was once.
I think that was twice or three
twice.
Times.
There was a couple of times.
Like three or three times, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we even sang a song like for
I remember that was
our
one of them.
Our funny song.
That was one of them.
Errol.
Okay, I forgot about that.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, going back and listening to that, I cringe. It's like, we really should have done it at least twice.
I did an arrow. I was like, one take, we're good. Good job, guys. Do you have a favorite podcast moment?
A favorite podcast moment? Yeah.
What is
I have a lot of favorite podcast moments.
Okay, start listing them.
Poo slapping.
Yeah.
We have
that's
Ray at
on
Panic
Facebook.
Factory to thank for that.
Yeah.
Sent us poo for Christmas.
And then, I won't say it, but the tea.
That's also on Facebook. I posted that.
Who weren't aware. Yeah, or just maybe coming into this podcast for some reason. Errol threw a literal tea bag at Mike's face.
A
like
wet,
a wet one.
Steeped tea bag.
Yeah.
Not happy.
Yeah.
Not happy.
And you wonder why Mike's missing half the time.
Yeah. So are all your favorite moments just you trolling people?
Yes.
What are other ones? Because I am curious. What is Errol's hierarchy of favorite trollings?
Well, those ones stick out. They're the most latest ones.
Poop slapping.
Oh, when I think of when I blew the matches in your face.
Oh. his ass that one.
When was this?
He blew with his nose or something and then matches.
No, he had matches in his, he put a book of matches in his mouth and he was like blowing. I don't know why you were even blowing. You were just putting matches in your mouth and then the book of matches like
flying at me.
It came flying out at me because it shot out like a rocket from its box. And
you know, the funny thing is I don't think we've ever explained what happens during the Let's Make Manda break time.
No.
And so they
pictures.
You do post pictures, but sometimes I bet you they don't know what's we happening? Did because we don't explain.
It's so hard to explain the Book of Matches one because it's like, so Errol had matches in his mouth. No, like the box, but it was like not the standard like box you'd get at bars and stuff. It's like a box with a box inside.
And then
no.
Shooting you with Nerf guns was fun. Remember when we shot you with Nerf guns?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like, landed in my eye. That's right.
I didn't do that. Then did I shoot you in your eye?
Yes.
Oh.
I think that's also posted on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, that one is posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
I thought Mike shot you in the eye.
No.
No.
Well, Mike was shooting, too. It wasn't just me.
Mike was shooting, too. Yeah. No,
not at her.
Man pants.
Mr. Shift the blame just threw Mike under the bus.
Yeah.
Like, the way that we're sitting right now, Mike and Errol are on one side of the table. I feel like a principal who's like, you know... punishing children because Mike was there too and he did it.
He did lots of things. He's mean to Manda. He just drags me along with him.
Okay.
And then I liked it. Actually, it just happened recently.
The last one we released, we were just all crazy because Ruby slapped you 5 seconds.
Oh yeah, that was funny. I like that. When Ruby slapped me 5 seconds afterwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was so confused. What was happening? Why did you do that?
That was good.
Those are all good times.
Yeah. How about you, Ruby?
For me.
Anything about the podcast to go or that you didn't expect to?
I didn't expect us to have parody songs.
Yeah,
that's very interesting. And like so many people willing to record and like put it on our podcast. That's really, I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really grateful for that, actually.
Me too. I'm very grateful for that.
And we have very talented friends. So that's awesome.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, and the commitment level that we get from them. Like, I mean, Janet making t-shirts for us. That's awesome.
Yeah. No, so and I'm super
like,
excited
about
those.
She went like... above and beyond. I think she searched every place for...
She went to different other companies. Can you print this t-shirt? Because the problem with our t-shirt, it's really cool because we have on it, and it's a little bit of a spoiler, but you'll have to see it. We actually have a room escape room cheat sheet. And on it are, we have like Braille and semaphore and...
Morse
code and...
Sign language.
Sign language.
Oh, wow.
And the problem with that is that you can't really make it, you need to silk screen it because it's lettering. It's not like one big picture.
Silk screen?
There are different ways that you can create a t-shirt. So you can do like, you know, those iron-on kind of ways. But those are usually done with large prints. So it can be one great big flat thing that you iron on.
Yeah.
But if you did that with something smaller, like just like an L or an I, then it will peel off because.
Oh.
So you need to do a different type of transfer.
Mm.
And other places for such a small run, they don't want to build a silk screen, which is a bit more.
And it's rather intricate with all the letters and the little bits and pieces and stuff.
So they'll do it if we want 100 t-shirts, but we only wanted 4. So they're going, no, we're not going to do that.
It's
so.
Like when you do like die cut stickers and stuff like
that. Yeah.
Because they have to create a mold or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But Sumai found someplace. She went all, first she designed it for us and then she went around and found a place that'll do the printing. And we saw a snapshot. So we're excited. I was hoping that we could get it today so that we could model it. But unfortunately, no. We'll have to get it later. Anybody that's coming to Transworld will see us wearing them. And then pretty soon somebody's going to ask us, did you bring any to sell? And we're going to go, no.
But we can give them her contact.
And you can get stickers. Because hopefully by then her website will be live. And then we can give her website.
For sure.
I'm also surprised at how many people we've met through the escape room community.
Yeah.
And now I've just forced them to be my friend.
Yes.
And this is the story of Errol.
It's true.
And then we give them nicknames like Sexy Blung.
Oh, oh boy.
I thought it was Seducer Blung.
Oh,
it's Seducer Blung.
Blung. Oh, that's right. S-Blung. But he's also Sexy One, and you're Sexy Two, and I'm Sexy Three.
This is something Errol's come up with.
Sounds like we're a terrible like a, TV show.
Like boy, yeah.
The Sexies.
And Janet's not supposed to be Sumai. She's not a food. It's just Errol couldn't say the other name properly.
I know. Seamoy.
Oh, there you go. You got it perfectly.
Yay!
Janet.
It's like, I don't know what her name is.
I still call her Sumai. It's awesome. We do have a lot of talented friends. And just getting involved in all the events that we've run.
Yes.
We run into a lot of talented people to help out.
And I'm amazed that, well, not amazed, but like I'm
amazed? You mean the song by Lone Star?
No. What? I'm pleasantly surprised that like they continue to want to help out. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever we have another event come up. They don't say, like, oh my God, another one. You need me again. They're like.
My cousin might think that.
Maybe.
Yeah. I keep dragging her.
That's true. And she's very good-natured about it.
Oh, she is. She is. Yeah, just because she kept me in a dental chair for 21 hours.
You really do hold her for hold it over her.
So she's a dental hygienist. And,
yeah.
And
but
so
21
she,
hours?
Well, not straight.
So, oh, okay. I'm like, Errol
likes hyperbole.
Yeah, I do. So she needed to practice on someone, so I would go. Oh. I went in 7 times for 3 hours each.
Wow.
Yeah, it was painful. It was actually literally really painful. Good thing she doesn't listen to this. Right? Because when you're at the beginning and you have to learn how to use picks around your gums, you're not exactly the most exact person. And so it's like, yeah, oops. And when you say oops, it's like, I can feel it.
Oh, no.
And I found out that, you know, whenever she would put the picks in my front two teeth and go up in around there, like picking away at stuff, it would hit the nerves and make me sneeze. And so she'd go, click, click, oops, achoo, and I'd have to stop. I said, like, get away, I'm going to sneeze right now. I don't want to sneeze with picks in my mouth. So, yeah, it was painful.
I guess she's a professional now.
Yeah. Okay. She's much better now. Just that,
way to sell her.
By the last 3 hours, it was fine.
That
it was
sounds
still
way
the
worse.
Dentist.
Because my friend practiced on me for drawing blood.
Oh, me too.
Oh.
I used to live with nurses.
That's true.
You're all right. And I remember, yeah. I'm taking over your story. Yeah, I do live with a nurse now. But I lived with student nurses with university. Anyway, you had injections?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did they
much.
Draw real blood from you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they drew blood. But she was, luckily, she was really good at it. They also practiced on each other, but she was telling me horror stories about. But I think teeth would be far worse.
Although,
oh my God.
I don't think you're allowed to draw blood anymore. They don't
for
do
practice?
That. For practice? Because, you know.
So they just learned to poke because the needle in you?
Well, they practice on oranges.
Yeah, they did that at first.
Yeah.
But, so back to escape rooms, I guess.
We do other things outside of escape rooms.
I am amazed at how much the community
is growing. We do other things outside of escape rooms.
Like ice cream.
Yeah.
Ice cream at your food.
Mm-hmm.
But lately now, a lot of my hobbies revolve around escape rooms. Or puzzles.
Mm-hmm. Or board games.
And board games.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah, we do board
games. I do more board games now than I used to, now that I get a chance. Now that, you know, I think we have more of a regular group, and my kids can play now.
Yeah.
So.
And they're good at board games, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But don't bring that up, man. That doesn't like it.
Waiting for it. I was like, I should think about something to say before he. No.
Oh, man, it doesn't like kids. That's why you shouldn't ever do a room with strangers, because some of them could be kids, and then Manda will kick them and try to do a puzzle before they can.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to join us while we're in Buffalo.
Don't
oh, that's
children.
Right, because they have randoms down there in the States, don't they?
Yeah,
are we
going to
be stuck with randoms?
I think we are.
I'm going to request kids.
Yeah.
I don't think kids are useless.
And then we're going to go, look, Amanda, just completely just grab that puzzle from that poor kid.
Oh, no.
Well, it might be great. If we do have a really bad time, then we can, like, trash how that standard.
Oh, I thought of another thing that we always bring up.
Yeah?
How, like, you know, having people randoms? Who think alike in a room
Are bad.
Know, are bad.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, we always bring that up.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. It's the only way I could interrupt.
I just think we're really lucky, like, overall.
Yeah.
And with all the support that was unexpected. Like, I remember us saying that we don't think anyone's going to listen to us. But I think we've gone quite a following.
You know, I'm surprised we have anybody listening at all. I thought we'd do like 10 episodes. We're like, well, that was fun. Okay. Yeah.
You should have seen her in the very first 20 episodes. Mando going, well, this isn't going to continue, is it?
Yeah, well, it was more
episode
like,
after episode. Well, this is not going to continue.
I was sort of like, why should I bother getting better? It's just going to end soon anyway. And then I was like, no, it's not. And like, okay, but it, and I'm like, it hasn't. So I've been working on my editing skills. I still.
But you have stopped complaining about the fact that this is going to end soon. So
yes,
there you go.
I have. I did, like, months ago.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. That's what it meant. You've stopped. So it was funny because the very first.
It was one of those, because I'm used to, I don't know, I'm used to like theater shows and stuff where it's like, look, this is going to end, so I might as well start mourning it now and be sad and upset about it.
Aren't you an upbeat person?
I am, because I have a lot of fun doing it. So it's like, oh, but it's going to end, so I should start being sad now so that I can get over it faster. And then it didn't end, and so I'm like, oh, okay.
There's no reason for it,
Ben. I'm not saying that's a good outlook on life to have. I'm just saying.
Prepare for the worst.
That's what I was thinking at the time.
Aww.
For the first 20 times.
Yeah, for the first 20 times. Not for the first 20 times. For like mid 10, like when we got to episode 9 or 10, probably then.
No, I don't think so. You were still asking it by like 18 and 19.
No. I mean, that's when it started.
Oh, okay. That's when you started. Okay,
yeah, no. Understood. Episode 18 or 19, yeah, I was still definitely. No, yeah. No.
We're on like almost 30 some now.
I thought we're
past that.
I think we're
is this the 40th episode?
This will be the 39th episode.
Oh, we should have had the anniversary on the 40th.
I know.
Ah, you messed up, Manda.
What?
Shifting the blame.
Technically, we haven't really been doing it for a year because we took a little hiatus, you know, in Christmas and stuff.
Holiday season.
No, but it spanned a year. It's still a year since we started.
It spanned a year. Right? But if we had done one every week consistently, it'd be 52 episodes.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's not.
No, sorry. And we do have other people scheduled. So we have a bunch of interviews still coming up. So we aren't stopping anytime soon. And I think the only reason people listen is that there's only one Escape Room podcast.
I think there's other ones out there.
Well, but there isn't a regular one out there.
Yeah, you made it weekly. Let's have a parody every episode and we'll make it weekly.
Yeah.
Best idea ever.
Well, I mean, like, are most of the podcasts you listen to on a weekly basis?
No, every 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
There's only one I listen to that's twice a week.
Whoa.
And don't do anything. They don't have any editing? Production values or editing. So they just speak into a microphone and then that's it.
We're almost every 2 weeks because sometimes we miss a week.
Sometimes we miss a week.
Yeah.
Well, our next one's going to be fully live.
Wow.
Oh,
that's true.
No editing.
Yeah.
Although, no.
Oh, so we have to make sure we have Manda say the dumbest things possible.
We gotta make sure we have show notes. Proper show notes.
We'll get her drunk.
I'm just no.
She'll say all the bad. Oh, we'll get you drunk, Mike.
What?
And then you'll start screaming at owners.
What? I don't scream at owners.
No. You might say, you know, things under your breath, but how you feel.
Never be a therapist.
I hate books.
Have an hour-long podcast.
Remember the last time when? Oh no, when Mike was drunk the last time he did this podcast.
I was not drunk.
He just couldn't speak. That's all. What was that? What podcast was that?
It was when he had the cherry cider.
Yeah, and
right?
He was just sloshed.
From the fish and chips place.
What couldn't he do? Oh, that's right. He couldn't remember his name.
That was that one. Yeah, that was it.
That one?
We were like, I'm Mike. And you came in like, you know, 5 seconds later. And then like, we were trying to redo our intro. And we still have, actually, that's something we can work on in the coming year. We need a solid intro.
Say who we are at the beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning of every podcast.
We tried to do that. And then it kind of fell off again.
We tried.
I'm Mike.
I'm Errol.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Ruby.
And we wants are ice cream. The Room Escape Divas. Yes, woo! She does want ice cream. So we should end this off.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, for supporting us throughout this year, for having fun with us,
and sending
in your questions and your comments. That's awesome. So we have Amanda and our tradition is... She speaks us out and we troll her.
Are you gonna say the whole outro in the with the flute thingy?
I think I might annoy myself. Room Escape Divas is brought to you by InverseGenius.com and RoomEscapeDivas.com because we have a domain now. You can go to InverseGenius.com though to find other fun podcasts like this one, and you can email us at roomescapedivas@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook. You can click the like button on the Room Escape Divas Facebook page and also send in your questions and stuff. And if you are using Twitter, we use the hashtag Redivas. Oh my god, I got through it all. Oh,
wait, it only took a year.
It took a year, but I did it in this very special episode. You just started whispering racist into the microphone.
Yes.
Mike was racist.
Who was he now? Bye bye.
Oh, you're just gonna do it all by yourself, Amanda. You're not gonna wait for anybody else anymore.
Let's do it again. She's like, let's end this.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.